This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we found that responsible parents will help their children develop a can-do attitude. The flip side of this is also true. Responsible parents will help their children develop the ability to say no. Few Christians experience what Paul taught in Titus 2:11 through 12. The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. Compromise is deadly. Temptation is real. There are times when what is right or wrong is not as clear as we'd like it to be. God's grace is often misrepresented. That's why it's important to encourage each other to think before we act or speak. Our thinking should be grounded in the gospel and all that God says in His Word. This kind of thinking teaches us to say no at the appropriate time. There is also a need to learn when to say no to good things, so we'll be free to say yes to better things. We can't do everything. Jesus recognized this when he sensed the disciples were so busy doing good things, they didn't even have time to eat. That's a precursor to burnout. An adrenaline rush can take us only so far. The danger of adrenaline addiction is very real in our fast-paced society. There are times we need to follow Christ's instructions, say no to activity, even good activity, and hear Him say, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." Mark 6:31.